This is a production of the LPL Podcast Network. Welcome to the Green Heart Living Podcast with your host, Elizabeth Hill.
So we did it, Dr. DeVia. The book is out. It's such an honor to get to publish your book, Grow Smarter. It's so exciting. How does it feel over there today?
It's pretty exciting. I have to stop myself from constantly going on Amazon and looking at the analytics. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I've been checking too. And you have gotten 5 bestseller categories. Number 1. Women in business, business consulting, nonprofits organization, business leadership training, business marketing and sales.
You know what? This is exciting for me, and it's truly exciting for me just because by the book trending in all these categories, what that will mean is that perhaps the people for whom this book is written, they will be able to find it.
Right. Because that's what it does. It helps us reach the people that need it.
Yes.
Right. And I know personally for myself, I've gotten to benefit so much from your leadership and how you do business, right? And connection and supporting each other, right? So it's so exciting to me to be able to know that we're able to get that out to other business owners and female business owners that are wanting to do a different way of business, right? So what inspired you to write this book?
So collaboration is something that I have always done. I think perhaps since I've been a child, I have been using collaboration as a tool to be productive. And so in business, it was certainly something that came naturally. But when I went through a tough time in business, I think you might remember some time ago we had an economic downturn. It was a struggle for us in practice. And the thing that really pulled us through, and I tell the story in the book, Grow Smarter, that's my book. I tell the story about how collaboration was the one thing that I can point to and say that, you know what, we survived that really, really tough time in our business, and not only survived, but thrived as a result of using collaboration as a growth tool. And so when I was sitting, we in our ladies' power lunch group, we have our summits, and I was sitting talking to our keynote speaker on the phone in a parking lot in a Target. I pulled over so that I would be safe having this conversation on the phone because she's on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. Kind of getting our schedules to coincide was a little difficult. So she called me while I was on my drive home, and she's such an amazing coach, Cricket. And she said to me something about sharing this sort of information in a book. And that was October of last year. And here we are, January following year, and we're already published. But here's the reason why it was necessary to share this information, I think, now. Did you live through 2020, or was it just me? I mean, in our businesses, I thought I had seen everything as far as difficulty in business goes. And 2020 was very, very interesting as far as challenges that we faced. Totally different from anything that we've ever, ever, ever had to face in our business. And one more time, I have to say that the thing that kept us going, the thing that kept us strong, was the idea that the collective is greater than the sum of her parts, that when we put 1 + 1, we're going to get greater than 2 every single time. And so, you know, talking to the women in our Ladies Power Lunch group, you talk to people and everybody's pivoting and everybody's trying to do something to stay afloat, to keep their businesses going. And the thing that I have to share is that collaboration is something that you can actually rely on during this time to keep things going. Mm. We work together and we keep it going. And that's how we make it through this time that is difficult.
What I especially appreciate in this is how you did not just talk about this, how you created this book was doing this exact thing. So you were walking the talk, as it were, right? Or walking, right? You were doing it. And this book, that's a way we were able to get a book together in this amount of time, right? You had the idea in October, and here we are in January, and it's a gorgeous book. And it's including so many stories, rich stories from people that you've collaborated with or that have collaborated themselves and have lived experience of it. What was it like for you to do the writing of this?
Well, you know, I really appreciate that you brought up the fact that this book is a collaboration. It's a collaboration about using collaborations to grow your business. It's from that point of view, it was the most enriching, one of the most enriching things that I have ever done, because I had the opportunity to sit down with business owners, female entrepreneurs who ranged from being in business for many, many years, I think the maximum we were looking at was like 25 years, to women who were new to entrepreneurship. And each of them had experiences with collaboration. Some of them, their experiences were absolutely amazing. And some of them, they had experiences that were not great at all. And everybody shared their story. Everybody got vulnerable about what they have gone through. I personally believe that the things that go not as well as we might like sometimes, that's where the gold lies, because that's when we learn. That's how we know what to do next. And those are the stories that can help us to even teach others. So we got down and dirty about what it actually takes for a successful collaboration to take place. And out of all of these 20 interviews that I was able to do with these wonderful, wonderful coaches and different types of entrepreneurs, we were able to distill what it takes for a collaboration to be effective and to be successful. So I'm really looking forward to people who are thinking about collaborations, people who might have been on the fence about collaborations. Maybe they've even had collaborations that went terribly. I'm really looking forward to them taking a look at the experiences of these women and seeing where they can pull from, what information can be beneficial for them for growing their own businesses.
And I love the way that you write. So it's very, I feel like I can hear you talking in your voice, right? It carries through on the page. And you are such a gifted storyteller, right? The way that you share a point, not just by saying the point, but by giving an illustration so that people can really, it can really be clear and make sense to the people that are reading. And it's funny. The book is funny too. So I'm reading and going, oh my goodness. Right. So it's a very engaging book that has a lot of gold in it for people. Do you want to read a little bit of it for us?
I will. Thank you for the invitation to do that. And yes, I have to say, I write exactly the way that I speak. So for those of you for whom that style is not your favorite, I apologize, but just try to slog through it, because there is a lot of really good information there that we were able to get from these 20 interviews that we did with women entrepreneurs in our circle. So I'm going to read from the first part of the book, and it goes a little something like this. Let me explain why I think we need to be having this conversation and thinking about collaboration now more than ever. I've been hosting a private community of women business owners and entrepreneurs for over 7 years now, and it's interesting. You get to know people reasonably well. You get to know people's concerns and what the commonalities are. And one thing I hear often from a lot of women is that they're not making the income they want, and they're not touching nearly as many lives as they might have hoped when they dare dream of doing the thing that they're doing to make the world a better place. The problem for many women is this: when they leaned into their passion and ditched their 9-to-5, their passion became their 24/7. Somehow their expectations of success were different from what is presenting before them now, and they're tired, and they don't know what the next step is. Most of the women I talk to who mention these kinds of concerns, they're powerhouses in the true sense of the word. They aren't just sitting back waiting for life to happen to them, y'all. You would never call them lazy. Every single day, they're working on their businesses and in their businesses. In the best way they know, they're working hard. Some achieve modest success, but many struggle quite a bit, and very few break that glass ceiling of outstanding, abundant success. Think about it. You know what I'm saying is 100% true. But don't just take my word for it. I have stats from Forbes, American Express Open, and from the National Association of Women-Owned Businesses. In America, women own 11.6 million firms, but only 4.2% of all women-owned firms enjoy a revenue of $1 million or more. Revenue. I'm not even talking about personal income here. We're talking about total revenue.
Yeah, so that's demonstrates what we need, that this message is needed so much, right? I know that we've talked a lot about women business owners have this, there's like a breakthrough around money and generating money and receiving money, right? Like, what does it mean to be someone that's making this money or asking for money, right? So it's, this is so, from my standpoint, such a needed message for women business owners to shift all of that story around money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the fact that the statistics are showing just about 4%, that's not a lot at all. You know, that is telling us that the messages that we are, the programming that we have, it is pervasive. It's not just happening in our little tiny group here or in our little state here. And it hasn't even just been happening over this pandemic period. This has been ongoing. This is not new news. And so breaking through that, there's an opportunity here. There's a huge opportunity here. And from my perspective, we can break through that glass ceiling doing it together.
Yeah. Mm. So the rest of this day, this book is available for free for people, the ebook. People can go to Amazon and download it. So I hope people will take advantage of that today. And we will be having the hardcover coming out as well in the near future. So that's something to look forward to as well. And is there anything you want to share with people and anything that we haven't gotten to right yet today?
Well, you know, I encourage everybody, go ahead, download the book for free today. If you know somebody that you think might benefit from it, encourage them to download it for free as well, because my intention is just to get the information out there, just to share it with whomever might be interested in having that. And then I thought to myself, self, what if there was an opportunity for people to actually come together and have kind of like a book study, kind of get together in collaboration as a group, and then sit down and apply the steps in the book to their business step by step by step and watch their businesses grow. And mm-hmm. So I actually put together a little program that is available. It's at free www.power-transformations.com, and people can just become a part of that if they are interested. And certainly if they're not, that's fine too.
Oh, that's excellent that you have that. And where should people go to find out more about you and all the work that you're doing in the world? What's the best place for them to find you?
You know, for people who are looking at this book, Grow Smarter, I would say a great place to find out more is at our website, ladiespowerlunch.com.
Perfect. It was so wonderful to talk with you, Dr. DeVia, today. Love you so much.
I love you so much, too. I love all of you so much.
To find out more about Green Heart Living, visit us on our website at www.greenheartliving.com. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/greenheartliving.